I'ma get up in the morning. I believe I dust my broom. I'ma get up in the morning. I believe I dust my broom. I got me another woman. Now my friend can have my room. I'ma write a letter. Telegram every town I know. I'ma write a letter. Telegram every town I know. If I don't find it in Mississippi, I find it in East Monroe. I don't want no woman running downtown Main Street. I don't want no woman always running downtown Main Street. I don't want no woman running with everybody see me. I believe my time ain't long. I believe my time ain't long. I think my baby about to break up my happy home.
Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. old friend of mine. Thank you. make or break her soon. Will this Pacific go straight to my baby?
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
And they did a shield's crying on a beautiful day. They didn't ask her. He held her hair in morning light, and then he watched her cry. Now come along the trail.
We used to write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Thank you. Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
trying to write the great book. Well, it really had you shook with a bad case of winter time blue. So he drank her down to the ragged side town, shared a taxi to carry her home. Then she left her handkerchief there beside you on the seat, as if to emphasize that you were all alone. Smelled like springtime when you were just a boy, and all the lilacs in Ohio, all the lilacs in Ohio. There you go, in the city streets in the dirty winter snow, all the lilacs in Ohio, Ohio. Well, she is the love story you speak of when you talk to Sam at the bar. It's in the details, your story often fails. You're close, but no cigar. You might see your own ass in a double whiskey glass, but you cannot erase her smile. And you'll never write it down, never find her in this town of phantom dreams and fingernail files. It was springtime, and you were just a boy. All the lilacs in Ohio, all the lilacs in Ohio. There you go, in the city streets in the dirty winter snow. All the lilacs in Ohio, clean white linen sheets, and you unmake your bed and crawl in. You imagine her there, and you're tangled in her hair, and she smells like flowers again. And it's springtime, and you are just a boy. All the lilacs in Ohio, all the lilacs in Ohio. There you go, in the city streets in the dirty winter snow.
Save my love for you. Well, maybe she hasn't been so happy of late. But we've had our good years. I'm standing here with a lump in my throat. I'm trying to hold back all my tears. Well, I know friend, I can't own her. I can't keep her on a leash. I've got a good idea. Let's talk it over, over Chardonnay and quiche. And she can keep the cat and the goldfish if I can just keep the home for all my one-way conversations sitting home all alone. You know, I am just a civilized guy. Now we've said our modern goodbyes. I don't care how much you try to deny. You stole my woman out, you're gonna die. You stole my woman out, you're gonna die. Remember, she likes a sensitive man. Significant other who has keen artistic tastes. And I know nonviolence is the only solution to the messed up human race. Old world chauvinistic, misguided, misanthropic attitudes we must erase. You know, I am just a civilized guy. Now we've said our modern goodbye.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Stand tall, I know the weight of the world won't bring me down. She said, I know what it's like to be dead. I know what it is to be sad. She's making me feel like I've never been wrong. I said, who put all those things in your head? Things that make me feel that I'm mad.
said, no.